Okay. Hi, good morning, everybody, and happy Labor Day weekend to all of you that are calling in from all over the United States. And we have a lot of new callers on this morning, and we'd like to give a special shout-out and welcome to all of you this Labor Day weekend. Thanks for being on the call. And Lynn, thank you for being on the call. We know how busy you are most of the time, or you're on a plane somewhere building your business. So it is good to have Lynn on the call, Lynn Moore on the call as well this morning. So good to have all of you guys here this Labor Day weekend. We hope you have a super, super Labor Day weekend. There will not be a webinar this morning because it is Labor Day weekend. We just thought we'd mention that right up front before I turn it over to Malin. And, we just want you guys to know we had a phenomenal month end. We really dug into high gear because I thought, man, it's going to be hard to beat what we did in the month of July, having taken, you know, a lot of our leaders out of the loop. Do you want me just to hit that, Malin? There we go. Okay, good. There we go. And so, we came off a phenomenal trip to Quebec City. We're going to be talking about that in just a second as well. But Malin, we had a great month-end close considering, man, the push we had towards the end of the month.
Well, it was a great month end, and it's really fun because we have a lot of new teams that are coming on board, and they're all pushing for that great month end close, and it is super exciting to see what's happening there. And we have a lot of things to look forward to. We have people that are trying to qualify for our next trip, and we have people that hopefully are also trying to qualify for our next fly-in experience that tacks on to the end of the fly-in, which is the brunch on Broadway, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the very first thing we want to make sure everybody knows, and I love the new Limitless Voice that went out this week. I think it's beautiful. We've got Rachel that's working on that now, and it's just absolutely stunning. And we have decided to theme this next fly-in, and we're calling it Explode Past Satisfactory because that's part of our mission statement, and that's where everybody now is starting to feel the buzz in the air. And we have chosen a new hotel location. And so on Friday, you know, we usually do all the Friday events at the hotel, and we are moving from the DoubleTree just right, I think it's almost right next door, to the Hilton Garden Inn. This is absolutely a beautiful hotel, and the rooms are gorgeous. We love, you know, we love the area that it's in, and so we are now going to hold it at the Hilton Garden Hotel. Check your email. Register for the event. There is a $25 registration fee that goes up to $50 on the 20th of this month. So make sure you get your registration in and all your other people are doing the same. Other things that are going on, this is a holiday weekend, so our noon call on Monday will be canceled. We will have a noon call the following week. Oh, sneeze. Excuse me. So we're very excited. I think we have Joe Dawson that will be there to help us talk about some of our products. So that will be really great. We are going to do a rebroadcast this coming Tuesday of our, as we're closing out the summer months. We are doing a rebroadcast, and you guys loved this broadcast of You Even Better. And that is with our engineer, former professor, and entrepreneur, Paul Israelson, who also is a pretty avid weekend cyclist. And so we got a lot of great comments on that one when we broadcast it. So that will be the broadcast this Tuesday night. It will broadcast 5 times in a row, starting at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. So you can adjust that for your time zone as the beginning time, and then it'll broadcast for 5 times in a row at the top of each hour. Our product of the month is RTA. We haven't done this for a while, and we're very excited about that. So those of you who create a $350 or 350 PV LDR, that's our auto ship program with reward points, if you create that and it ships by the 17th of the month, you will also get a free box of RTA to go with that. So, and then, of course, at the fly-in, we have our brunch on Broadway, which will be super exciting, and that's with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir broadcast and then coming down here for brunch. And we will be those who qualify with at least 10 points, so what you have to do to be able to come to brunch on Broadway, 10 points toward Cancun between the months of August and September. And always remember that people who just enroll get double points their first 30 days. So those of you who are brand new, I'm talking to you. You can really run at this.
That's you, Donnie.
That's right. So with that, Steve, I'm going to turn it back over to you because I know we have a great lineup this morning for our training.
Well, we got so much going on. I mean, Melinda and I like to walk every morning, and we went out this morning earlier, and, I mean, what a perfect, perfect fall morning. Forget the fact that it's the opening weekend of college football, which is what gets my heart pumping. And by the way, they say it's the best opening day in college football history. So lots of great games going on today. And that kind of gets you in the mood for fall. But I think Sandy, when we go to Sandy in a minute, she's going to talk about, hey, fall is over, and, you know, how to get things going. But, you know, as we take a look at what's going on in the company, I wanted to take a second and just congratulate Liz Perkins and Alberto and their group for, you know, really making a strong push at the end of the month, and they had a nice surge in their group, so congratulations to you guys. Alberto, congratulations, amigo. That was really, really good. And also to Steve Wilson, he brought in a bunch of his new leaders, and they all joined. It was like 100% of everybody that came got involved and got $1,500 packs and got kicked off. And so, you know, as a result, we had a really, really a super month in August. But, you know, playtime's over. Those are the, as not to steal any thunder from Sandy, but June, July, and August are considered the hardest months of the year to build in network marketing. And now we're going into the next 8 of 9 months are the best months to build your business. So strap in and let's, you know, we'll be listening to Sandy's training. Before we begin, just two things. I just want to mention from an NSF standpoint, you know, you're going to hear Paul talk about his cycling and how it's changed his life. But I did get a text from Liz Perkins about an NFL athlete, Rob Ninkovich, who got banned for 4 games with the New England Patriots for using banned supplements. And she sent me a quote that I thought was really good, and he said, "Any supplement I've ever used was bought at a store, and I was unaware something I bought had a substance in it that would give me a positive test because it wasn't listed as an ingredient," Ninkovich said. "One thing I've learned is that," and this is what I love, this is the statement I love, he said, "One thing I've learned is that if a supplement is not NSF certified, there are no regulations that ensure that what's on the label is 100% accurate. This is a hard lesson for me to learn at this stage of my career, but I take responsibility for the mistake I made, and it hurts that I won't be there for my teammates." So he was banned for 4 games, and so, you know, that tells you the importance of these professional athletes. What a great thing to be able to have NSF certified for sports, and we got so many great athletes who are using these products. So thanks, Liz, for sending that to us. We appreciate it. We just got off our great trip to Quebec City, and I just wanted for a second Carol Ann to be on the phone with us this Labor Day weekend to talk to us a little bit about the video that some of you have seen. And it's important that we mention, just so you'll know, that video has a new ending, but we'll let Carol Ann talk about that for a second, and to mention that it's in our Max app along with our, you know, the This One
That
Thing. That One Thing. Thanks, Malin. That One Thing video. Those are both available in Max. Is that right, Malin?
Yes, they are in Max in your share button under Launch. So those are great videos now that you can text and share with anybody. So that's going to be great.
So, Cass, just before we go to Sandy, I just wanted to take a second and turn some time over to you on your thoughts now that you've had time to recover from planning that trip. How did you think it went overall? Because that was your first time to Quebec City, right?
That was my first time to Quebec, and it was nothing short of spectacular. it was, you look at the pictures, and it looks really amazing, but to really be on site and to be a part of Quebec, it was a magical 5 days. And we had such an incredible group of people there. And the one thing I can tell you is, everyone, go out and use this video because it's so important as a recruiting tool, because it shows that we are first and foremost family. We don't go out just to have an experience. We go out as a family to just absolutely enjoy and have fun and play and sing. Oh my gosh, did we sing and dance and just have an incredible time. And, you know, the Fairmont, you can look at a picture, but until you go onto that property and realize that that was once housed the French Parliament, it literally is a castle. It was breathtaking. And then you learn all these pieces of French that you pick up because it's such a French-speaking province. But everything was absolutely spectacular. When we took the funicular down into Lower Quebec, I think everybody just gaped, looking at the cobblestone streets and the shops and the boutiques and the culture of the city. And it was just, it was beautiful weather. Everything from the double-decker bus rides, St. Anne's Shrine was spectacular for those that got to go. It is known as a place of miracles throughout the world, and it was just breathtaking. The Quebec Art Show was there. The International Fireworks Show was there. The cruise down the St. Lawrence River, it was incredible. And we even got, when we were at Montmorency Falls, and for those that were brave enough to go across that zip line, Melinda Keisha, wow. That was incredible. And we even had a moment at the mansion that was up at the falls, and it was amazing. Jeff, our cameraman, who was fearless.
By the way, Cass, I was just going to say, that, you know, Jeff has been with us. You and I go back 25 years doing these plannings. That's why you're such a great events planner, because you make sure every T's crossed and every I's dotted. And, COD, OCD status, you know, I mean, because you want to make sure everything's great, even down to the weather, which I know you can't control, but which you claim you can. And it was perfect weather. But, Jeff came with us, and here he is running around with his big camera, carrying everything, taking pictures everywhere. And he said he had the time of his life. And he goes on every single week, he's with a different group somewhere filming. And he said, Steve, he came up to me afterwards, he said, Steve, I think that was one of the funnest things I've ever been on. And so your point, Cass, to the fact that he was able to put that all in a video, and it has a new ending, guys, if you haven't seen it. It has a new ending, which basically invites people, to come and join us. And so, you know, you need to look at that video if you haven't seen it in Max, as an opportunity to be able to send that out as a recruiting tool. So, you know, I appreciate that. And Malin and I appreciate, don't we, Malin, so much what Cass was able to accomplish there.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, hopefully people are realizing we will never disappoint, because we have Cass in our back pocket. So it will be awesome. Anything we do, our events, everything that we do is designed to not disappoint, so that you will have a great experience when you bring prospects to fly-ins, when you earn those trips, when you earn those, you know, mini experiences even, like a brunch on Broadway. They will always be great, great, wonderful experiences. So,
any last thoughts, Cass?
I want people to realize, when they're looking at the video and you're looking at those people going across the zip line and saying, is that really Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones? And it is. And they were staying at our hotel as well as Celine Dion. And Jeff and I were actually walking to the area to just get the view of where Malin and Akeisha were going to be taking off of. And Akeisha nudges me and says, that's them, that's them. So we were like the paparazzi. from the U.S. following them around, and we got their shots coming down the zip line. And Jeff absolutely was so brave when he walked up and didn't even say Mr. Douglas. He said, "Hey, Michael," like he knew him as a best friend. He said, "I got your family coming across the zip line. You can take my card and I'll send you the footage." So it was just a spectacular trip. It really is them on the video, and it was just a moment in time that I will never forget. It was wonderful.
Well, we sure appreciate all your efforts there, Cass. Thank you very, very much. And we'll look forward to the next trip you got planned. So here we are. August is done. Our last trip is done. We're setting new records. We're building new teams. And it's time to get over the summer, don't you think, Sandy?
Absolutely.
I just want to say, you know, we're so glad that we have Sandy as a resource that we can call on to do training, because I said this 100 times. In all my network marketing career, Sandy is one of the best trainers that Malin and I have ever seen. And we're proud to have her and Ken on the team with us, building groups, exploding their business. It is so fun to see that. And so, Sandy, here you are with your own personal team going into September, and we asked you to do a training this morning. So I can't wait to see what you're going to tell your team and all the rest of the teams out there as far as September's here.
Absolutely. And thank you. I've got a headset on, so let me know if you can hear me or not hear me. But
you sound great.
Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. I love to hear this recap from Cass this morning about the trip, because it was unbelievable. And understand that this subject I'm talking about, of promoting events, understand that video that is now a Max is an event that you can promote. Even if you weren't there, you can say, gosh, this is the trip I wish I was on, and send that video out and say, but the next one I'm not going to miss, and with your help, we can be there together. So we're going to talk about how you utilize all those tools to promote events. Understand that the small things that you do, like a three-way call or initial contact, approaching people or sending them to the website and all those different things, are just small little pictures that are impossible to paint bigger unless you have people coming to events. Okay, that is just so crucial. And I love that we've got our next event, Explodes Past Satisfactory, because it applies to all of our daily income-generating activities. And if you look at the three top books that I always recommend, or audios to recommend, of course, Jim Rohn talks about 7 principles. Number 2 is to learn to promote. Okay, and of course, number 1 is to set the sale or create your philosophy, and that philosophy is not about selling product. It's about sharing a lifestyle, to share your story. And so that's so important that he followed that number 1 philosophy, okay, and begin with the end of mine, Stephen Covey, that you learn to promote. The Stephen Covey in his 7 habits, and they're all built around these 7 things, 7 principles, 7 habits, 7 steps, is number 1 to be proactive. That's his first habit, is to be proactive, is that if something's not happening, you make it happen. That is promoting events. Eric Worre talks about 7 steps, and the 7th step is being a promoter. And so understand that you've got to embrace what promotion is about. And there's no silver bullet in this industry or in this business. Everybody asks me the secret, the silver bullet. But having the concept and the skill to promote events is as close to being a silver bullet as you can get. Understand that professionals, and this is where I want our people, and especially my team, to understand that in this industry, in this business of network marketing, you've got to become a professional, and you've got to be a pro. That's why I love the title Go Pro. And I think when Eric Worre came out with that book, it kind of was a paradigm shift for a lot of people, because out there was a lot of books available. There were the napkin presentations, Fela, et cetera, et cetera. But until he kind of stepped forward and talked about being a pro, pro in this industry, a lot of us just kind of said we sort of played in the network marketing business, even though we made incomes that were just absolutely fabulous. But in that GoPro and becoming a professional, so professionals understand that there's a huge difference between being an announcer versus being a promoter. It's easy to announce that there's a trip or announce that there's a contest or announce that there's a meeting or actually promote. The promoters make the event a priority in their group. They're relentless with their message. And I give an example. I had a fabulous distributor under me in a former company that I was with 13 years where we made our biggest money. And I remember what a great leader she was because she initiated things all of the time. She held her own contests for her team. But one thing she always did is that she was relentless. She did not buy into someone's excuse about not being to convention or regional or fly-in or whatever was going on. She put me on the phone, and she would say, okay, Sandy, I've got this one and this one and this one. They're giving me excuses for not being to the event, and so I need you to get them over the line. I need you to help me with them. So she always three-wayed me in to making those people come to the event and the reason why. And her group exploded. And she was one of our top earners, almost hitting six figures a month. And just understand, it's because of she was a good promoter. She was from the smallest town I've ever been to do meetings in West Virginia, you know, where people wore overalls to meetings, but she got them there. She had more people at the convention. She had more people on calls. She had more people to things that built business. And just understand, don't buy into someone's excuse. Oh, you know, I had to fix the door on my house. No, they need to be to those events. They need to understand who's who. I just told my brother, I said, we need to gather because he's been gone all summer. We need to gather your people and see who's actually serious about building the business. And that's where we focus, okay? So let's talk about those real quickly here, is that there are events that happen. There's personal events that take place, okay? That's those events or sending people to your website to absolutely do three-way calls. All of those are kind of personal things that happen. The Tuesday broadcast can be a local event because you can team up with other people and mingle and huddle up in the home, watch the broadcast together, utilize each other's synergy of each other's testimonial to build events. Someone might hear your testimonial and go, okay, great. They hear a testimonial of someone else. They go, ooh, I want to try that product. And that's why that's important that you kind of huddle up and get a team going, your backyard buddy, your other team members, sideline, upline, whatever. Business lunches that we have are real important on the Friday luncheons. I mean, I told Steve the other day, people don't take advantage of these. This is such a powerful tool that the company opens their doors. They provide the lunch, and yet people don't take advantage of that. Can you take advantage of it? You live in California? Absolutely. Who do you know that knows someone in Utah? Get them here. I mean, it's just that kind of thing, is that you've got to do whatever it takes as a pro to promote that event. You know, business launches, if I sponsor Steve in the business, I'm going to launch him next week by helping him have some sort of a mixer or be part of the Tuesday broadcast together, all those things that help launch his business. That's an event. Okay, area events, regional events. The corporate large events should have everyone that's serious about their business building there. And that's our quarterly fly-in, which is in October. You should right now be promoting that event. Understand that exposures to the business lead to that bigger event. The more that you can show them what the business is, or Belen used to say, parade that business in front of them, the more with calls, with testimonial things, we start in September next week on Monday night to do more of an opportunity team call with a little bit of training, because it's always about next and the next step. And then you've got to be prepared to move your guests forward to the next step. They come to your broadcast. Are you ready to move them forward? Do you have the paperwork? Do you have the samples? Do you have, you know, all those things that are constantly giving you the upper hand or an edge or the slight edge on moving people forward through the systems with their next step or their next event. So I'm going to go through a couple things here, just basically. The bottom line that I learned right from the get-go of building my business in network marketing, and I've been involved over 40 years, is that you've got to do three things, okay? You got to do them well. You got to talk to people, okay? You got to be able to do that. Approach people, say, I want you to take a look, how to invite them. Share stories. That starts with your own. You've got to nail down that story. And I think I'm a broken record. People have got to learn to tell their story. So it empowers people. So people want to do what they do. Understand, every event, people have to sit there and say, what's in it for me? Can I see myself doing this? And why should I do this now? And you've got to, with your events, answer those three questions. Otherwise, they're not going to get involved with you. You've got to give value to what you're promoting out there, guys. The value to them. Why they need to be on your products, why they need to be at the events. It's about understanding and learning this and understanding where they are, how it fits into their life, but educating them on what it is you do. And that comes to the events, the small leading into the large events. Events promote and create a very exciting and important culture. That is network marketing. That culture cannot come from sitting behind your desk on Facebook. It can't come from there. It can start, okay, you can and make inroads. I've been doing a lot of studying on Facebook and social media marketing. I've spent a month just trying to get the bottom line basics on that. But guess what? It comes to that initiates that. That might put the foot in the door, but you've got to be able to talk to them, pick up the phone, share your story, and promote them to the next event, the next step. Events promote and create the culture that has made the magic happen in network marketing. I was at the Biltmore Hotel back in the Cambridge Diet days in the 80s. And I know that Steve and Melinda know the people that were there that I watched speak, the Claire McDermott, the Craig Brysons, all these people that got up. And I got it. That's when the light bulb went on. I kind of sort of got it before I went, but it was that big event saying, I could do that. I want to be up on that stage. I want to do that. I want to make that kind of income. You know, I'm sharper than those people. I need to be at this front of the stage. And that's your mindset. That's where you get it. You can't get that by just talking on the phone with someone. You have to be in a seat somewhere to catch the vision of what's going on, that positive environment, the people working together, the synergy, the win-win philosophy, the team spirit, the sense of belonging to something. Maybe it's cause-driven, recognition-driven. Be educated because it's an educational hub where it paints that bigger picture that you sit there and say, I want to do this. I can see myself doing this, and I am going to soar to the top. And that's where the more events that you can have where you paint that picture and create that culture. I was president of Delta. I mean, back at the University of Utah, and I understand the importance of feeling part of something, creating that culture, that environment, that love, that something that gets people to move past what they are, to explode past satisfactory, to become better, to empower their people, to empower themselves. And that's why I say you always are working on yourself, because I went through a little bit of a slump during summer. I've lost some people, like all of us. That's just the way of it is. You know, I wasn't actively engaged. I swear I had 14 grandkids at my house constantly, which I adore. But now it's time to move forward. It's time to find new people. It's time to start promoting the next events. Make an event the priority in your group. Be relentless with your message. Tell stories that inspire people to be there, to take action. Take nothing for granted. Don't rest until people have registered for the event. I mean, if you have to, call upline, call your sponsor, get them on the phone to help you get them there. Don't buy into their excuse. You get them in those seats. You've got to paint a picture in people's minds about how great the event will be. And that's why those little videos and those tools help say, oh my gosh, you missed this. You should have been there. All right. The three P's with presentation, I always say, are preparation, promotion, and presentation. You prepare in the planning to see how you can help them, see how you can help them get to the event. How can I help you? Let's find a babysitter. You know, let's do this. Promotion is your personal, promote everything yourself. Don't do that. Make sure that you're utilizing the tools to do that when you promote. But also, if your upline's not helping you, then go up above that. Go sideline, whatever it is, to promote. Presentation is the key, and I won't get into that because that gets into another training. But you become a pro at promotion, P-R-O-M-O-T-I-O-N. When you're wanting to get people to your meetings, I mean, it's not easy, guys, but it's worth it. Is it hard work? Absolutely. I've run into people that have done network marketing before, and they'll say, Sadie, I just don't have the energy to do it again, because they know it takes work. But what they don't realize is, guess what? You build it to walk away. You build it so that it absolutely becomes like Zig Ziglar talks about, that pump really hard, and you're pushing that cart up the hill and it seems to come back on you. But when it hits so big, and you can walk away from it and live that lifestyle. And so that's the picture you have to paint. And that comes from these events, that they catch the lifestyle. They hear the testimonials. They get inspired. They see themselves doing what you do. So when you're doing smaller events, give them a heads up phone call. Email a follow up with after you've talked to them. Follow up with a phone call just before the event. Email them a reminder and then text them a message. And that gets them just to a local event, let alone the big event. And I'm going to skip over some of these notes I've got here because I want to be quick here. But just understand that you've got to have a whole paradigm shift to promote. You've got to promote like a professional. When people ask us what we do, I'm so proud of what my husband says. And we live here in a neighborhood that a lot of doctors and, you know, professionals and stuff. And yet he says we're network marketing professionals. I love that. We were at a funeral yesterday for an uncle, and we drove our limitless car there and parked it at the cemetery. And we had quite a few people ask my husband, so tell me what this limitless is all about. And it's being proud of what you do and being a professional at what you do and being serious about taking this business. I always revisit Jim Rohn, and he talks about asking people, are you serious? If you're serious, you're going to be at that event. Are you serious? If you're serious, you're going to get your people to that event. Are you serious? You're going to sample people every day. If you're serious, you're going to do those things to help you build your business rank advance and help your people rank advance. It's those things about being serious about what it is you do. I was a serious vocalist at the University of Utah, an operatic singer. I was practicing 6 hours a day, guys. I'm talking about, I had a practice room, and in between every single class at the University of Utah in the music building there, and I would come from the top of the campus and on that ice and slide about broke my foot and knee and everything else, sliding down in the snow and the ice. But I was there because I was serious about becoming an operatic singer and doing some leads in the opera at the University of Utah. And that's what it comes down to. Are you serious? You know, are you serious about being a basketball player? I watched my son. He was a gym rat. He was always in the gym shooting 1,000 free throws when he practiced. And that's why he had a career. So when you look at this business, you've got to become a promotional, the professional promoter, so that you're just not announcing what you're doing, but you're actually promoting it, and you're making sure your team are at those events, guys. Let me just skip to the end here. You can increase things happening with your organization by having your own promotion, by having promotions or giveaways at your meetings. Anything that can give competition, give an edge, give you a reason to call people. These are all part of promotions. Maybe you put your team against another team. Say, we're going to compete and see who can have the most people registered for the Friday luncheon or registered for the upcoming October event that we're having with the fly-in. Those things help you promote what it is you are trying to do. And what is it? To build a business that you can have forever, that you can walk away from. And if anyone has missed the event, show them what they missed. Call them and say, oh my gosh, we missed you. Let me show you this. I'm going to send you a little video clip. Bang. Or you missed this, or you didn't come to my Tuesday broadcast. We're going to do it again. Here's what you missed. Tell stories. Share your story. Share your passion. Have them bring something if you're having local things. You know, I need some extra chairs. I need some ice. Could you bring some? Could you bring a thing from Costco of chocolate chip cookies? Whatever it is, get them there. And they just have to realize how important it is. And always stay plugged in. Know what's going on with the messaging, with the calls that are happening, the trainings, the webinars, all those things, guys, are events that give just a little bigger picture of what it is you are doing that leads to that huge, huge event. And in closing,
I think we must have lost Sandy there.
Okay.
Okay. Well. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, you're in and out, Sandy.
My headset. I don't know why it got cut off.
Okay. Well, we got to close anyway, so this is good.
Yeah. Well, just to close, Paul Brandt said, don't tell people the sky's the limit when they have footprints on the moon. So let's just keep on promoting.
Well, you know what, Sandy? That was a great training, as always, and I appreciate it so much. You know, leaders teach the same principles that are so important for building the business, you know, and I call ours the SIP principle, which is basically the same thing. Share your story, share the samples, invite to the event. When's the next big event? It's a fly-in. Hard to believe. 5 weeks from today, we'll be in our fly-in. Guys, that's not a long time, 5 weeks. And what Sandy's talking about is don't miss those events. Don't miss those things. And then let us go out and help you present the opportunity using the tools that Sandy's talking about. So those are all great things, Sandy, and we appreciate that so much. So with that, you guys, we appreciate everything you guys are doing. Have a great, great Labor Day weekend. Have a great, great month of September, and build for the fly-in in October. And so with that, let's hear where people are calling in from.
Great training, Sandy. Thank you. Tammy in Vegas.
Really good training. Sid Lloyd in Vegas.
Thank you.
Bellingham, Olympia, Washington.
Thank you, Lisa Minnesota.
Dr. Laura.